This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. Colorado has settled its 10th lawsuit against the healthcare industry for the opioid crisis. The state attorney general's office announced the most recent national settlement this week for $350 million. It was reached with Publicis, a French company that marketed and sold opioids for Purdue Pharma. Colorado has received $755 million so far, and lawsuits against Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family are still ongoing. Meanwhile, police in Trinidad confiscated nearly $1 million worth of fentanyl in one traffic stop this week. Authorities say officers became suspicious after pulling over a vehicle on Interstate 25 and searched it with consent. They found nearly 38 pounds of fentanyl pills that law enforcement says were meant for distribution in Colorado. The Antarctic, or Southern Ocean, is the world's least explored and least understood. But a pair of Boulder-based researchers have found the ocean's acidity could double by the end of the century. Researcher Nikki Lewandowski says this could be detrimental to fisheries and animals that live in the polar waters.
The water there is already fairly acidic, and so just the slightest little perturbation could send it over the edge, so to speak.
Without a reduction in carbon emissions, the ocean will become more acidic over time. The researchers say this will affect small animals like plankton first, a vital food source for whales and fish. Meteorologists remain uncertain about the impacts of an incoming winter storm. Precipitation across the Front Range will likely peak tomorrow afternoon and continue through the evening. This is CPR News and KRCC.